Hey, there's ruckus in the world today. There is a destabilization going on everywhere. And where's George Soros? Let me read and quote the words off the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Based on the Greek word chosen by the Spirit of God in defining the Antichrist, Theron. And I quote these words, he will be born counterfeit to the Emmanuel Christ of God, and forged by the darkest of satanic power. He will be the most masqueraded being in human history, and will rule the world by a seductive spiritual power. He will unleash the most enslaving political, economic, and military power in all of human history. His appearance into the world will mark the end of history as we know it. There is a massive intelligence on him. He has been profiled, unmasked, defined, and exposed long before he ever speaks, long before we would ever hear this voice of an ancient hate. On the website, www.shatterthedarkness.net, there are PDF file study notes for all of this week. The theme, Theron, the beast system, and the man who shakes the world to its core. What we see going on in the world around us right now, well, I tell you what, it is but the tip. It is, well, there is no way to bring comparison to what we've seen in the past. Even Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin, Genghis Khan, all the way back. There's no way to look at it in comparison to what is to come. If you were to pick a world leader right now, a world leader, I mean, look at the world around us. It is dissolving, destabilization, politically, economically, environmentally. The destabilization is being caused. Who's going to be the leader? Where's the iron fist, the iron hand to rule the world and bring peace? Is it going to be Gaddafi? Crazy Gaddafi. Maybe by day's end, he's out of there. What about old Saddam Hussein? That's right, he's gone. Could it be Mubarak? No, 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 he's gone. How about Ahmadinejad? He's been spouting words today concerning bringing the chaos, the bloodshed, the riots to every place in the world, including the United States. Of course, he believes in the coming Mahdi, but there is no Mahdi until there is a massive chaotic bloodshed. The Mahdi can only rise on the back of massive bloodshed that levels the population, human speaking, and paves the way for him to go to the temple in Jerusalem. What about Medvedev there in Russia? Well, I'm not sure everybody knows who he is. I think we know Putin, Gordon Brown, King Juan Carlos. How about Hugo Chavez? Which one of these people do you want to lead the world? What about Barack Obama? In the past, a Reagan, a Thatcher? Who do you want to lead the world? It's coming down to that as the clock ticks 9, 8, 7, 6. Based on biblical, prophetic, well, accurate, infallible, detailed, and passionate, God has given us a big record. Listen, welcome to Shatter the Darkness broad, the live broadcast. And we want to say welcome to those on the internet, welcome to those satellite-wise, and to the thousands of you all around the world downloading right after the show and during the week. It is a providential hour. It is a supernatural hour. It is clearly engaging the underground because they have responded this week. And we know there's a spiritual battle going on. And for those that are still living in la-la land, what I mean by that is simply that you want life to be good, peaceable, and you don't want to hear about all the bad stuff because you don't want to be a fearmonger. You don't want to rattle the cage, but it's up to your doorstep. And we need to take a look at what God has given. Listen to the believers worldwide. What is God, and why has God given such a massive account of a coming, transmuted, superhuman that so many from dark streams are prophesying about, that so many now have the spiritual precursors to engage? As I said yesterday, it is my opinion that he exists in the world already, that he's been born. But the apocalypse, the unveiling, that's what most of the descriptions in the book of Daniel concerning his eyes, his face, his speech, most of the revelation deals with what he and who he is when the apocalypse, the unveiling occurs. As for now, he and the regime and the false prophet are supernaturally cloaked in mysterium, a secret power of lawlessness. Hell's kitchen has literally leaped to the top of the dam, bulging at the seams, bursting to break through. All it takes is one, the finger of the infinite God. When God removes the restrainer, you can be sure, as prophesied Revelation 6, red horse, alert, red horse. Do you understand that prophecy? Do you understand the dramatic pictorial revelation there in Revelation 6? Peace is taken from the earth, and a butchery, a chaos, a slaughter begins, and millions die, and everything collapses. Black horse economics. Pale green horse. A fourth of humanity. In the midst of all of it, somewhere, the apocalypse, the unveiling of the one already operative out there. Who do you want to be the world leader? Who do you want to run the world? This is Russ Dizdar. For those who are new, I want to say welcome to the live broadcast here on a Wednesday night, the 23rd of February, 2011. And we're prepared. I told you in the beginning of the week I had a dream. Not going to tell you that it was from God, but the dream led me to prayer in the middle of the night up till 5 in the morning and just thinking through all the things that we are involved in. Out of that comes a small little book and a five-night series that will begin next week. The title of that series next week, I Am Ready to Die. Oh, you're not going to... Listen, I don't want you to speculate. I just want you to be thinking about. For those who are believers, those who love the brethren, keep me in prayer, intercession, and warfare prayer. And I appreciate the letters, the emails. An enormous, tremendous kindness to those who have helped us. Please, again, remember that we do not, this broadcast and all the ministry that goes on, does not have commercial products, business products to sell. We simply say that if you believe in the benefit of this program and of all the work that we do, if you believe it's beneficial and would be for others and that it's needed for such a time as this, go to shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down a little bit, you'll see a little square that says support. It's been updated, and we would love for you to join and help. And that by the hand of God, and we thank you. Yes, I got a French roast coffee here to my right, so I'm going to take a little drink of this along the way tonight. It is a great day today to work out. I got to do that today, but I want you to know that in this broadcast, well, behind this voice is just a man that loves God, that has been saved, a sinner saved, listen, that knows the grace, the mercy, has literally felt the power of God and seen the hand of God operative. Now, I have heard the demons through hundreds of those possessed and demonized in deliverance ministry all around. It is ramping up as never before, and you've heard us say that. Today, the focus, though, is the Antichrist is active more years behind the scenes than in the final seven. Actually, I think it was Hitler had about 11 years. This is seven. But his seven-year reign, we're talking about the manifest collective, the presence of the dragon, the apocalypse of the Antichrist, the ascendancy of the false prophet, the extent of Babylon, eventually the opening of the abyss. It will be the most spiritually conniving, deceiving, seducing time in world history. There is nothing in the past to compare it to. It is off the charts. Jesus said so, Matthew 24. That's what billions are now feeling. That's what books are being read about, you know, written about. That's why talk show information is going worldwide. That's why the buzz. That's probably why you're here. Many of you are believers in Christ. Many of you are seekers and searchers. And many of you involved in the conspiracies. Many of you that may be government, maybe leaders. I won't put it past the providence of God leadership, even there in China, the Red Guard, soldiers in Russia, old Psy warriors, soldiers deep in the mountains, those that monitor the show. Let us say hello to Echelon. Let us say hello to the Ancient Brotherhood, to the Satanic Chosen Ones, and to the handlers and the perpetrators who forged them. Yahweh Adonai, you know, your demons know, infinite God who's come in human flesh on the cross, shook hell to its core, but more than that, defeated death, defeated sin, defeated our separation from God, defeated satanic rights over us, defeated it all. And there is a glorious Prince of Peace coming. There is a real new age, the kingdom of God, the thousand-year reign, the healing of the nations, no more war, a new heaven and a new earth, a glorification of humanity to a higher position than even the Adamic nature in the beginning. That all occurs because of the old ragged cross. And so I point your eyes to a Savior that spoke, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And let me make it clear that you can know him today. If you do, may the Spirit of God bear witness and empower you and draw you to be fearless. That's what next week is all about, by the way. Conference is coming up. New England, Connecticut, here we come, the 25th, 26th, 27th, March. Please sign up. We'd love to see you at the SEE, the C Conference. And then there is Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Politics of Religion. If you go to the website, shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down, you'll see the information. Click on it, and you can get the registration, the background, the details, the information, the speakers, all the rest. And tonight there might be a friend of mine out of Canada I saw at the conference in, well, way up there in Michigan where my friends are, Bill and Cindy. This great young man came down, got involved, was buying all kinds of training material, and I kind of named him Philip out of the Book of Acts, the name that we see there of the great evangelist. And this young man is on his way through Ohio right now. And it looks like we're going to have a meeting, undisclosed place, tomorrow. He's got something to show me on his computer. Has something to do with deliverance and a power encounter. Going to be good to talk to a Canadian, and I believe he's on his way back up there. But he's got some news to share. Look forward to meeting him. Listen, it's busy, and we're not getting to all the emails, once again, because they're just beyond our ability, but we will get to as many as possible. Tonight, in this format, we want to spend the next 45 minutes going over Wednesday night. Well, the Antichrist. And let me say it this way. It is absolutely possible that because of the overwhelming technology, cutting edge, and of the spiritual collective, the information, the ability to monitor spiritually and on a tech basis, that information flows back. That's what we've seen in dealing with military cult multiple chosen ones, law enforcement cult multiple chosen ones. They know where to send the information down the stream where the dark river of a secret power of lawlessness. Does the Antichrist listen? I don't know. I don't know if he's worried about me, but I do know one thing. Revelation 12 reveals that Satan is furious, knows that his time is short, and there is a passion to continue to push and bulge at the seams. What will occur next is not an evolutionary, incremental, frog-in-the-kettle approach. It will be the events, a succession of events. Massive, multinational, global, chaotic, chaos, catastrophic, government, military, economic, environmental, the grid, collapsing to make way. A new regime, Revelation 12, we talk about it. It is there in the book of Daniel, chapter 8. Have you read that? Have you read Daniel chapter 8? Can I read you something here? I'm reading the words in Daniel chapter 8, and here's what it says in verse 23 on down. In the latter part of their reign, in reference to the beast kingdom, the Antichrist, false prophet, all of that, in reference to the apocalypse of all of that, when rebels, listen, when the revolters, when the rebels will have become completely wicked, a stern-faced king, a master of intrigue, will arise. Look, as the shadow government, Luciferian globalism, rises, when the rebels, the chaos, the catastrophic anarchy, well, out of all of that, a stern-faced king. There we go again with the definition. He has eyes, they look like the eyes of a man. We've read that in Daniel. He has a mouth that is going to be very boastful. And a stern-faced, do you ever look at the word? A stern-faced king, master of intrigue, will arise. He will become very strong, but not by his own power. Secret, satanic power of lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians 2. He will cause astounding devastation. And will succeed in whatever he does. He will destroy the mighty men and holy people. He will cause deceit to prosper. And he will consider himself superior. Well, imagine that. Ezekiel 28. Imagine Homo Satanus, Satan in human flesh, pounding his chest, super being, Antichrist, Theron. Theron. Tomorrow, Thursday night, I'm going to give you the most in-depth biblical background, the Greek New Testament, the Greek Septuagint, and the Hebrew on the concept of Theron, the biblical revelation of Theron, a transmuted. Notice that the word is chosen to define what seems like a man, face like a man, stern-faced king, eyes like a man, but you can see something there, I think. And the mouth that's like the ancient hate in the heavenlies, that mouth spoke and one-third of the angelic host was persuaded and was brought down with force. They now serve that collective. The manifesting dragon, Revelation 12. Let me take a little bit broader look at this. Take a look again at verse 23. At the end of time, at the residue of time. It's referring to an empire, a kingdom, a realm, the beast kingdom, conceived, inception, breathed into. There is no globalism politically, militarily, economically, George Soros, the UN, United Nations. There simply is no globalism at all that is not luciferic. Now, when you read verse 23, you're going to see this kingdom as it's rising. Then there are Pasha. There are the revolters. And I believe this has everything to do with the great revolt, the great rebellion. They call it the Black Awakening. Here it is, 2,600 years ago, when these revolters are come to the full. They have really cleaned the clock of the nations. And I'm going to give 3 weeks on the Black Awakening, going behind the scenes, on the goal of eliminating the resistors, creating an emotional bonding to the Luciferic system. I'm going to go and give you the inside, underground information that we've got in the last 25 years. That's going to be 3 weeks worth, the last 3 weeks of March. Now, when it says that these rebels have come to the, well, they have consumed, then when the end of the great revolt, the chaos, the anarchy, the catastrophic crumbling of everything we know right now, then and only then will Melech, a king. Understand, this is rooted in political military power. When you read Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, Daniel chapter 9 and 11, you're going to find out that the Antichrist that we knew a little bit about through the 70s and 80s, where some things were told, we're going to realize that he's got to be born. He's got to have attendance. He's got to have the regime. It's going to be raised. He will never come to the apocalypse without the corresponding development of the political, economic, military, behind-the-scenes regime. It just won't happen. It's all got to be in place. So there will be a king that is called, well, again, his countenance. Palnim. This word is really incredible because it deals with kind of a anything from the idea of horrific. The outshining of his face, fierce, as we read a stern-faced king. It might involve greedy for power. The concept of an insatiable lust for power. He is rough. He is fierce. He is mighty in his countenance, in how he looks. He will look imposing. He will look fearsome. But the world will see this as a, what is needed in a destabilized, I mean, listen, if the United States, Canada, Australia, all of Europe, all of, if everything has come down, and it seems like everything is degrading. I mean, listen, obvious the internet's down. Obvious that the electrical grid's down. The food chain is down. Obvious that sabotage has occurred in militaries, in law enforcement, on the streets. Obvious that the rebels, I believe, are those satanic sleeper chosen ones by the thousands that will be activated. I believe Revelation 6, Red Horse, they will, if you look up the word murder or kill, it's from a Greek word that even is used concerning animal sacrifice in ritual, that they will slaughter millions in rampant, riotous chaos. The glimpses in Bahrain, in Yemen, in Egypt, in Iran, in Monaco, wherever else you want, or Morocco rather, wherever else you want to go, those are but just blips. It's like comparing goldfish to the killer shark. We're seeing the goldfish and everybody screaming. Wait till the killer shark. Out of the depths underneath the surface when the restrainer is removed. You know what I need to do? I need to spend 1 hour or maybe a week just on the fact of God's sovereign, the restrainer that has been put in place. If you read 2 Thessalonians 2, it's massive in the panoramic overview of the evolution of satanic sequence, the precursors, that will lead to the events. Apocalypse, Anthropos, Anamos. But prior, well, there's a key word, I believe has been watered down. If you take the historic and the grammatical and the Koine and the way it was used and the way it was brought in, and you look in the context, and then you do scripture to scripture, Acts 21 where it's used, it is about a massive chaotic coup. It is all about regime change. It is all about a great revolt. In the context of 2 Thessalonians 2, it is in the context of what the dark side is doing. It is caused the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, and every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, caused. Look at the two words, the two phrases there. Secret power of lawlessness already at work, supernaturally operative work. Then Satan at work, supernaturally operative in bringing the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness. In that context, rebellion and apocalypse. Those events must occur first before the parousia. Oh, it can be felt all around the world, but one wonders whether we understand. Now, I've been talking about for 2 years the more than anything else, the evolutionary development. I've been focusing on lately the event issues. Please understand, biblical prophecy unveils the committed satanic agenda, that it involves this seductive, masqueraded spirituality, but an incremental, a frog in the kettle approach until the events. The events coming out of Hell's Kitchen, inseparably connected to each other, and prophesied about 3,000 years ago in Psalm chapter 2. What you feel right now in the air will eventually lead to Armageddon. And Armageddon is not nations fighting each other like all the movies falsely show us, like all of, well, a lot of discussion. It has nothing to do with nations fighting each other. It has everything to do with spirit-inspired, luciferic, globalized, super-military on the field with weapons raised into the sky seeking to annihilate the descending Christ. Psalm 2 is about that. You check Psalm 2, Revelation 16, they gather together, they gather together, and then Revelation 19, 19, they gather together. You're going to see the Spirit of God, the author of the book we're quoting, has laid out the connection from an infinite, uncreated, eternal source, God the Holy Spirit. You're not going to get it anywhere else. In the world right now, now listen, please understand this. As I'm looking at Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Daniel 9, Daniel 11, 2 Thessalonians 2, the second chapter of 1 John, and then the book of Revelation, and specifically from Revelation 12, 13 on, where it talks about Theron. As God describes what looks like a man, has the eyes like a man, a stern-faced, rough-faced, powerful, menacing, he'll look confident, he'll take charge, he will be a super being when it comes to government and economics and military. He will look like he is making the choices to save the world from total collapse. And I'm going to tell you right now, unless old occultists get out, unless the Buddhistic teaching of Maitreya is rejected, the Masonic teaching of the reappearance of Lucifer, the Edgar Cayce Nostradamus mixture of occultism, twisted scripture, and the Akashic Records, unless the remote viewers, military remote viewers, please listen to me, the data that you're receiving comes from the same source. Akashic Records is the domain, the prince of the power of the Eros, a spirit who is now operative, a collective out there. It's beyond a world brain. It's a collective. Prophesied to manifest as the huge red dragon globally, a presence felt and known, unleashing power into the Antichrist. The world will worship. The world will know how to connect with that collective. Oh, you can read about it. Check it out. Always do. Revelation 13. Ahmadinejad, because of the Mahdi and all those that do believe, out of the Spirit, not Spirit of God, inspired information on the Mahdi. And how about those ufologists, alienologists? How about the abductees in the new book that I'm reading right now, Alien Mind, or the other new one that I'm reading, Ultra-Terrestrials? Russ, do you believe in aliens? No, not like extraterrestrial greys and Martians and a superior race out there that's coming to help us. They've demonstrated whatever they... I mean, listen, whatever the world says they are, I clearly understand them as Cosmocrator, Archon, Ephesians chapter 6, that hierarchy in the sky, that hierarchy in the air, the heavenlies. Are there going to be signs and wonders and things that are going to be so massively deception coming out of the sky? You better believe it. Extra-dimensional entities. Well, the source, I mean, yes, demonic, satanic, but when they masquerade, they can be your... They can masquerade and act like Grandma Harriet, Uncle Joe. They could act like they're some kind of ancient Indian Mayan. They could act like... I watched a woman the other day channeling Quetzalcoatl. I guess Quetzalcoatl's a New Ager and a remote viewer and a 2012er and an alienologist. See, New Agers, because they've never really found the answer, they just keep adding eclectically to the counterfeit alternative spirituality they've been embracing. Because they've not come to an answer, they just keep taking more and more and more and more. And biblical prophecy, inspired by the Spirit of God, says that the dark side will layer the world, layer after layer after layer, of masqueraded, look-alike angel, sounds like Uncle Joe, looks like an alien, but it is the lethal dark presence morphing. They have that power. What about the Nazis? Worldwide, the Nazis. I just ordered two more books on the Nazis. A friend of mine, Tim, out west, thank you. I'm going to read that. Going to take a look again. We've been involved in Nazi hunting. Very interested in it because of who they were, where they went. You know, there's some out there that are in their 80s. What they created in Lebensborn in a master race is developed. And I give the estimation, you can disagree with me, but I give the estimation of 100 million that have been forged that are meant to be master race, super soldier, antichrist enforcers. Well, the old black flame of the Nazis, they believe, you got to understand, they believe that the Führer, a new man, is to come. There are those that have believed that even the skull of Hitler has been found and has been preserved, and that the physical side of Hitler would be cloned only to be possessed or indwelt by a super force. And that the Hitler of the 20s, 30s, and early 40s would be but a choir boy in comparison to the coming stern-faced king. when the chaos creators, and notice all of those worldwide that are spouting Luciferic promise, doctrine, and agenda. It's what they believe. That includes George Soros. Whatever we know about George Soros, he holds to the Luciferic promise, doctrine, and agenda. And every place you find where that is held, they have been embraced by, whether witting or direct, or unwitting rather, whether direct witting or the unwitting, they have embraced, whether they think it is an angel of light, they simply, unaided by the Spirit of God, unaided by biblical revelation, cannot see past the powerful spiritual morphing that has gone on. But the old black famers, the Nazis, they believe in a new Führer. The Lebensborn, the life source, the master race, the committed ones, well, they all were spreading worldwide to help the cause. And don't forget the futurologists like Alvin Toffler. Years ago in his one book, The Third Wave, he talks about Europe and there, listen to Europe. Listen, in Italy you download. In Greece you're downloading. Berlin and Germany and in the Czech Republic and in all the Scandinavian countries and in France and in Spain and Portugal and England and Scotland and Ireland and Russia and all over that area. Sorry if I missed you. I include Poland in that. But futurologists have said, and specifically Alvin Toffler, that there is a Messiah complex in all of Europe. A hunger for a super leader that can stop the destabilization, stop the wars, stop the ethnic cleansing, stop the economic failure, stop the injustice, stop it all. Can I ask you something? Can I ask you whether you're in Russia or Germany or Poland or the Czech Republic or in France or in England? Can I ask the globalists right now? Can I ask those New Agers and 2012ers believe in the return of Quetzalcoatl? You know, the entity that had the knife in the picture, stabbing a human being in the eyeball in an act of human sacrifice. You have any of those filmmakers and book writers and ayahuasca takers telling you about this? I don't think so. The deceived, embracing the deception, can't help themselves and they can't help you. If you're a believer in Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God, breathed upon by the fire of God to be a part of the mission of God, then you are the agent of witness. You are witnesses of the cross, of the power of the blood of Christ, of the joy and unequaled event of salvation, of the forgiveness, of the power of God, the love of God, the knowing of God, to know God personally in relationship in Christ. You know the biblical revelation. You know more and more the biblical prophetic revelation. You know that Antichrist, Theron, a hybrid, a transmuted being is coming. Looks like a man, stern-faced king, eyes like the eyes of a man, but not quite human. So Cotterell and many others out there, including psychics and astral projection, wherever there is research going on to get into the realm, that realm, let me tell you something clearly. That realm's more than willing to present Luciferic promise, which is the evolution to deity. Luciferic doctrine that the real Christ wasn't God, that the scriptures are not of God, and that there is a replacement. And instead of an antichristu, they're believing in the doctrine of a super being. I mean, this is what Alice Bailey taught. This is what the Maitreya is about. This is what the Mahdi's about. This is what Albert Pike was about. And this is what the 2012ers are now more and more going to proclaim, the return of a super being. Islam is being now spiritually layered, mounted collectively concerning the Mahdi. That presence is in the air. Ultimately, God describes the collective manifest presence of Satan and his kingdom that will be felt in the air and will be so demonstrative that millions, if not billions, will worship it. God unveils and describes it as a megas, a huge red dragon. There's a reason why God spoke about this five times, Revelation 12. Christians, let's get off the lazy La La Land Laodicean type of horrific, miserable, powerless, anemic Christendom. Let's shut our mouths, no more slander, no more malice, bow our heads and repent before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let us just look up again and decide we shall stand in his might, in his power, fearless to the end, witnessing, getting every soul saved possible. I would say this, if you had the choice between winning a soul to Christ and having the best definition of the Antichrist, I'd rather win a soul to Christ. Jesus was willing to leave the 99 and go after the one lost one. What efforts are there? By the way, the third session in the big training on the mission of God, Book of Acts, it'll be up tomorrow. We'll have at least two because you know what I'm going to do? We're launching out Friday on a REAP trip. Yep, REAP. R-E-E-P. I'll put it up on the web probably tomorrow again. We used to have it up. We've been to about 60, I think, cities. We want to go to Europe. We want to go to China. We want to be in other places. If you're in Europe and listening, we want to come there. We trust the Spirit of God. We believe it is in the providence of God. And only for one thing, massive strike of revival, salvation of souls, and as much damage to the dark side as possible for the sake of the liberation of souls. Many of you have got the study notes. Well, the REAP trip, let me mention again, I started to tell you, it's R-E-E-P. It involves, four elements, where we're going to do intensive research, kind of like 1 Peter 1:10 and 11, how the prophets intently, carefully studied prophecy in biblical scripture. So it involves an intensity on that issue, an intensity to be like the spies of Israel going into Nephilim camps, in a sense. I mean, the dark side, going in as far as possible without compromise to bring exposure. Let me say again, Ephesians 5, God commands the body of Christ to expose evil deeds of darkness, not hide from it, not live in liberal skepticism. I'm so sad there are so many Christian leaders that have no spiritual guts. I'm so sad there are so many Christian leaders that cannot live in the reality of the hour that we are in. Let me give you a hint. Take a look, Nehemiah chapter 4. There was the mission of God in that day that had to go on. God was giving Nehemiah success and blessing after the repentance, after the prayer, and after looking to see God's work go forward. Was it without opposition? Was it without threat? Take a read of chapter 4. See if you'd be willing to live like that. See if you would respond. When we share the biblical revelation of the dark side and then look into the contemporary world and see what is here, when you hear me talk about these things, people write to me and say, Russ, you're scaring us. It's because you're already, and you already have, the tendency to be scared. None of this scares me. This is God-given, cutting-edge info telling you, don't you want to know if right outside the doorway of your house, before you let your four-year-old child to go out in that backyard, don't you want to know if there's a rabies-infected rabid dog that will just rip your child apart? If you're going to let your child go out to the playground, don't you want to know if there's a an aggressive, insane sexual predator following your child? Don't you want to know? It inspires me to hate the dark side and to hate all of that it is. That's all right. Romans 12, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. And you must understand, and I know the chosen ones inspired demonically with programming, luciferic programming, you understand. Anyone human, I would say, please understand, this is all about you. Are you saved? God wants you. God seeks you. Without the salvation, without the physics of God and what was done on the cross occurring, that gift occurring in your life, you will die, you will lose your soul, you will go to hell. You're already lost, you're already in the rebellion, you are already, by and because of your own sin, damned. What are you going to do about it? You can jump up and take a bunch of vitamins like Ray Kurzweil and the transhumanists. You can believe in artificial intelligence, AI, and the geneticists that are promising that they're going to break the death code and be able to remove the genes that cause people to do bad things. You could believe in that if you want. Fountain of Youth was something people believed in too. Cryonics, there might be a few frozen heads out there waiting to be reattached to bodies, you know, in the future when everything's, the science has become the savior of the world. Is science going to save you? It's going to give you a new heart, going to connect you to God, going to give you the, literally, your genetics infected by the Spirit of God, by the implanting of a new nature, with the guarantee of the glorification, the guarantee of indestructible immortality. For those that want to believe in the Luciferic promise, an evolution to homo lumos, homo nautica, homo deity, it is no different than what the fallen cherub gave in the beginning. The physics of the fallen one, well, he has no ability to even evolve to infinity himself, let alone lead you there. It was and is a lie. It did not lead to godhood. It led to desecration, disintegration, and the transmutation of original humanity. Who do you want to lead the world? Gaddafi? How about Saddam? Well, he's gone. Khomeini? How about Mubarak? Nobody wants him. George Soros? King Juan Carlos? Ahmadinejad? How about Putin, George Bush, Gordon Brown, Hugo Chavez? I don't want Barack Obama. I don't want someone that claims they're a Christian that opposes Jesus Christ by committing tax dollars to killing babies. I don't want somebody that's going to open wide the door to anti-family social decadence. Where is the Antichrist? Where is the Theron? Where is this ultimate Nephilim? Where is this hybrid from hell? On the notes today, Homo Sistanus, well, before the unveiling, he's got to be born. Let me say it quickly again. He is not going to be a regular human being that eventually someday, like those old movies show, eventually someday gets possessed. Like Mark chapter 5. You know, the possessed man. Could he lead the world? He couldn't even get out of the cemetery. How's he going to lead the world? How about Judas dipping into the funds? His heart sealed against believing in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, John's Gospel 13, that Satan just literally walked right into him. Beyond voice to skull, he was literally taken over, led out, based on his own greed, 30 pieces of silver, he was led out by a super non-human enhanced force. Satan himself. See, behind the energy, psychics, remote viewers, astro projectors, new agers, crystal skull seekers, and 2012ers, and ayahuasca takers, behind the energy are the entities. They don't want you to see who they really are. Then you might run. You might run screaming. Well, listen, you can at this moment in time run to the living Christ, who loves you, who died for you, who has come to put the Spirit of God inside of you and give you the gift of indestructible immortality. Who can come into you, who desires that, who wants that? Well, God. So quit listening to the Luciferic doctrine that always unveils a de-deified, non-saving, little rabbit's foot, fake Christ that can't do anything, that none of those who teach that even know. You embrace the layering leading to Luciferic globalism, you may not be able to get out. You eventually take the mark and worship the image that will seal your fate. And I believe there will be millions that will take it thinking they have done the best spiritual thing in all of their human lives. They will go down to the flames. Loss of soul. Jesus wept outside of Jerusalem. How often I would have taken you up. God is not willing that even one would perish. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Have you read what God said through the prophet Ezekiel? To the Russians, to the Germans, to the French, to the Norwegians, to those in Scotland, to those in Japan and China, to the leaders, to the listeners, to the addicted, to the hurting, there's a Savior who is able to come into your life, save you, and heal you, and deliver you, and give you new life. And he's coming for those that have received him. He's coming to give the glorification, Prince of Peace. Well, there is, until that time, as you read in Nehemiah 4, as the kind of leadership that's going to be needed today. What's Nehemiah 4? Look at Nehemiah. Look at Nehemiah. He lived in reality, not La La Land. He lived at the cutting edge, not 30 years behind, trying to cling to old cultural, traditional, churchy-looking Christianity, where there is no power, where nobody's getting saved, healed, or delivered, where it's all an image, a form of godliness, but denying the power. And if anybody who is a real believer finds themselves, because of lack of biblical preaching and revelation and discipleship and example, well then listen, by God's providence you're hearing now. Surrender everything to Christ. Ask him to clothe you with the power from God, of God from on high. Go into the book of Acts. Take the study that we're doing in the book of Acts. Field manual for the end of days. And it will lead you, literally, to coming under the leadership and full presence and power and grace and might of the living Christ. A growing fearlessness, a growing ability to bear great fruit and make massive spiritual impact. I don't want to be just a listener. God forbid. I want to be a doer of the Word of God. You ever read James 1? The Antichrist, I believe, in my opinion, without question, he has to be born. There's got to be those who are attendants. He's going to be raised. Who's going to be around him? Who is that Black Madonna? What about the system he's raised up within? And when he comes to that level of readiness. Now, it is my opinion that the regime, the Antichrist, the false prophet, they already, it's without question, the troops that claim to be servants of the coming chaos and rise or apocalypse of Antichrist, they are ready. One simple factor. Did you read it? Daniel 8. I mean, literally, it is the restrainer, 2 Thessalonians 2, the restrainer of God I think I'm going to be excited to tell you, give you an hour just on that. The finger of God holding back hell's gates from ushering into the world. But the events are coming nonetheless. Better be prepared than to live in ignorance and shock when we should have known with cutting edge intel from heaven what's around the corner, how to live now, how to know the joy of your salvation. That if anything happens to you now, absent from the body, present with the Lord, I'm sure Stephen, when he was being stoned and the Spirit of God and glory was on him and his face shone like an angel, seeing the resurrected, ascended, glorified Christ at the right hand of majesty, equality with God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, triune but one. You think he wasn't filled with joy? You think that when he was snatched up in his spirit and when he went to be with the Lord, you think for a moment he'd say, Lord, I want to go back? He hasn't wanted that for 2,000 years. For those who are believers, when we're glorified, go up and ask him. You'll see him. He'll be there. Homo Satanus is a recruiter worldwide. Even the ancient brotherhood, chosen one, they desired to recruit me. Thought that I would make a good brotherhooder. I mean, Satan had the audacity, Matthew 4, to stand in front of Christ to recruit him. A massive recruiting is going on worldwide. It is occurring in a multi-colored way, New Age movement, 2012, alien agenda, conspiracies, the Mahdi, the Caseyites, the Nostradamites, all the rest. It's all around us. Born genetically, being raised, he knows who he is. There's not one scripture that says that it's just a man that will one day be possessed. He knows who he is and what he is all the way to his destruction. Here's a word for today. Let me just mention this real quick. This is out of Daniel again. Chapter 8. In verse 24, in reference to the Antichrist, the Theron, he will become very strong, but not by his own power. He will cause astounding devastation, will succeed in whatever he does. He will destroy the mighty men and the holy people. It goes on to say, yet he will be destroyed, but not by human power. Go read Revelation 19:20. There's your word for the day. Russ Dizdar here, shatterthedarkness.net. See you Thursday night. Remember us in your prayers, and we would love to see your support. God bless.